بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Living the Quran through the Living Quran, an audio-visual translation of Tafsir al-Nur of Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati, translated by Salim Bimji and edited by Arif Huda. Audio version read out by the translator. In this 22-part series, we will be reviewing Chapter 58 of the Noble Quran, Surah Al-Mujadila, The Pleading Woman. The punishment. Allah has prepared for them a severe punishment. Evil indeed is that which they do habitually. Thinking points. Although in the Quran there is mention of various groups of people who have earned the anger of Allah, however, it is possible that in this and other such verses, the specific meaning of who these people are who merit the anger of Allah could be the Jews. And we see that three times in the Quran the phrase ba'u bi ghadab, meaning or they, the Jews, have earned the anger of Allah, has been used. Now in this verse, however, the meaning of those individuals who have befriended those who have earned the divine anger are the hypocrites. Takeaway messages. Point 1. Accepting the guardianship and protection of those who have been angered by Allah is reprehensible. Point 2. Whoever separates from the Prophet of Mercy, the Prophet Muhammad, ends up being those who, through the lens of history, have been the recipients of the divine anger. Point 3. It is necessary to separate those within the inner circle of the group of believers from those outside of it, and to recognize the enemy and the hypocrite. Point 4. The habit of the hypocrites is to resort to making false oaths. Point number 5. The hypocrites are constantly misusing the sanctities of the faith for their own benefit. Point 6. The hypocrites deliberately violate the rules and regulations of the faith. Point 7. Divine punishment is due to the bad actions of the human being. We will continue in our next part by reviewing verse number 16.